From NPR and Chicago Public Radio, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carl Castle, and here's your host at the Chase Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Carl. Thank you, everybody. Thank you so much. Very special show for you this week. Associate Justice Stephen Breyer, who you might know as one of the nine black riders of the U.S. Supreme Court, the ones who go forth and terrify the populace as they ride about in their giant flying lizards. He will be joining us to play Not My Job. We are told that this is the very first time a sitting member of the Supreme Court has ever appeared on a quiz show. Needless to say, it will most likely also be the last, so don't miss it. But first, it's your turn. Give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. It's time to welcome our first listener contestant. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, how are you? This is Rebecca Clarkson from Chicago, Illinois.
Hey, Rebecca, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm fine. Spring has come to Chicago, so we're feeling a little better now.
Right.
So what do you do here in Chicago?
I actually work for an advertising agency.
Really?
Yeah.
So you're out there, because Chicago's a hotbed of advertising, I know.
It is. There's a lot of us here.
We sell more stuff to America that it doesn't need than any other city in the world.
Yeah.
Keeps the economy going. Rebecca, welcome to our show. Let me introduce you to our panel this week. First, say hello to a comedian and author of the new book, There Is Nothing in This Book I Meant to Say, Ms. Paula Poundstone.
Hi, Paula.
Hey, Rebecca.
Also say hello to a reporter for NPR's Day Today, Mr. Luke Burbank.
Hi there.
Hi, Rebecca.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. Did you write those Geico caveman commercials?
No, I didn't, unfortunately. No.
You should write one like that. Those are awesome.
Yeah, I'm really good at it.
And also, say hello to Mo Rocca, a television personality and an actor who will be opening April 17th in the 25th Annual Putnam County Spelling Bee on Broadway, Mr. Mo Rocca.
Hi.
Hi, Rebecca.
How are you?
Good.
Well, Rebecca, welcome to the show. We are going to start this week with another edition of Carl Castle's Countdown. That's the game in which Carl plays us a song inspired by a story in the week's news. Your job, of course, is to tell us what that story is. Do that two times out of three. You'll win our prize, Carl's voice on your home answering machine, or voicemail, or chip implanted in your brain, whatever you kids have these days. Ready to play?
I am. I've been trying to get onto the show for a long time, so I'm very excited.
We've been waiting for you all this time, so we're excited to have you. All right, Carl, what is first on the turntable?
Well, Peter, here's one they're singing while shaking their heads no in Congress this week. It's a classic by Charlie Rich.
And when we get behind closed doors, then she lets her hair hang down, and she me glad that I'm a man. Oh, no one knows what goes on behind closed doors.
Who, at least according to the White House, will be letting their hair down only behind closed doors?
I believe that would be Karl Rove and Harriet Meyer.
You're exactly right. You got both of them.
That's a really funny mental image.
But like Karl Rove letting his hair down and Senator Leahy saying, why, Carl, you're beautiful.
And for Karl Rove, it's literally a hair.
It really
right.
is. Anyway, you're right. Congress wants to know what senior White House aides had to do with the firing of United States attorneys. The White House says, okay, you can talk to Karl Rove and Harriet Myers all you want, but it's got to be in private, they cannot be under oath, and, best part, you are not allowed to write down or record what they say. And you know...
And by the way, drink this before you come in.
The senators will be blindfolded and driven in cars to the secret location. Well, you know what's going to happen, though. Karl Rove is going to come in. He's going to confess to firing the attorneys and outing Valerie Plame and shooting JFK from behind the grassy knoll. Mm-hmm. And then he's just going to look at them and smile because they won't be able to prove he said anything, right? Congress has, in fact, refused this offer as by the end of the week. Instead, they have issued subpoenas. This has led to a possible constitutional crisis. This is tough for the White House because, I don't know if you heard this, somebody fired all the lawyers. So. All right, Carl, what's the next song?
Peter, here's a song that made its way all the way to Washington this week. It's that classic 70s stoner anthem from Brewer and Shipley.
Sweet Jesus, one toll over the line. Setting downtown in a railway station, one toll over the line.
So it was a similarly strange combination of pot smoking and Christianity that figured in an important argument held where?
The Supreme Court.
Exactly right, of course. This week, the highest court in the land considered the timeless constitutional question. Does an Alaska high school student have the right to display a banner reading Bong Hits for Jesus while the Olympic torch passes by?
Honestly, what are you going to light it with?
Yeah, I mean, I for one am astounded the founders didn't, you know, address this directly. The school in the Supreme Court argument was represented by none other than Ken Starr.
Yeah.
Remember him?
Mm-hmm.
He apparently just is against fun of any kind. Somewhat unexpectedly, interesting thing about the case, the student was supported not just by the usual suspects, the ACLU and some people like that, but also evangelical groups
sure.
took his side because right. Jesus does not bogart free speech.
Well, also, in the New Testament, in the book of Ganja, Jesus is very laid back. It's in part of the Apocrypha. So
yes, exactly.
To, yeah.
I mean, that's the book with the famous unfinished parable.
Exactly.
Where he's like, and then the man came unto the marketplace and...
turns one bag of Doritos into 40.
Yeah. Sorry. It's all right. All right. Carl, this crowd clearly is not done dancing. What would you say to one more song?
Sure, Peter. How about a little bit of Nelly singing his anthem to rising temperatures heard in the Capitol Hill hearing room this week?
I said it's getting hot in here, so take off all your clothes.
Oh, my God. So that was the message brought by a man received as a returning hero when he came to Capitol Hill this week. Who?
That would be our former Vice President, Mr. Al Gore.
You're exactly right. Remember when Al Gore was like a loser, mocked by the media?
He had a beard and he was overweight.
Yeah, his charisma was compared unfavorably to that of wood products. Remember that?
Yeah.
No more. Now he's an Oscar-winning celebrity prophet of global warming who brought some glitter to Congress. He's sort of an Angelina Jolie with jowls.
He ate all his adopted children.
Exactly. At one point, a Republican senator called him a movie star, and he said, quote, Rin Tin Tin was a movie star. I'm just a guy with a slideshow.
Huh. Oh wasn't he a comic?
That is humbling.
Isn't it humbling? Isn't that like a great touch for connecting with today's youth to make a Rin Tin Tin reference?
Well, wasn't Rin Tin Tin? For that matter, slideshow.
Yeah.
If he had said with a give a show projector, I think he would have touched more hearts.
Exactly.
Carl, how did Rebecca do in our quiz?
She did very well, Peter. Rebecca, you had 3 correct answers. I'll be doing the message on your home answering machine.
Oh, I'm so thrilled.
Oh, my goodness.
Thank you so much.